He called his sidekick Adu. "You told us," One Eye began to howl. "The little girl's a regular heartbreaker. Damn. I'd give anything to be there when that old fool slides his hand into her pants and don't find what he's looking for." I was embarrassed. I do not think I have been embarrassed about anything since the first time my Uncle Rafi slipped his hand under my sari and did find what he was after. That darned fool sent a Raxita. Why did he have to go complicating things like this? "That's enough of that," Sara snapped. "There's supposed to be a meeting of the Privy Council tomorrow. I think we can use it to get Gokhale. But I'll need to take Sawa and Shikandini." "Why?" I asked. I had no desire to go back inside the palace ever again.
"That's great," One Eye enthused. "You don't show at the library tomorrow. That old goat is going to pine and whine and wonder what happened, if it's all his fault. Even though he knows there's no way you could know he tried to follow you home. You'll have your hook set, little girl. All you have to do is pull him in."
Sara snapped. "I said... Wait a minute. He may have a point. Suppose I do play Santa Raxita's game, to the point where I get him to do my translations for me. We could even add him to our collection. I don't think he has much family. Why don't we take a closer look? See how long it might be before people wondered why he was missing."
"Oh, you're wicked, little girl," One Eye said. "You're really wicked."
"You could find out someday you keep riding me." "About the Gokhale?" Sara asked. "All right. Why are we taking me and Tobo both? Tobo to put an idea into his head so he gets an itch he's going to have to go scratch. You to cover us, just in case. I'll have Tobo carry his flute." Tobo's flute was a small version of the fire-projecting bamboo. "He can turn it over to you once we're inside." Tobo had carried that flute every time he had accompanied his mother into the palace. We try to think ahead. "Also, I want to keep you fresh in Jal Barundandi's mind. I'll definitely have to have you along when I snatch the Radisha. Goblin, what can you do with my Gangisha?" No one else on Earth would have dared hand the little wizard a straight line like that. But Sara was Sara. She did not have to pay the price. I started to leave. I had other things to do. Tobo asked,
"Is it all right if I show your annals to Mergen? He wants to read them."
"You two starting to get along now?"
"I think so."
"Good. You can let him see them. Tell him not to be too critical. If he is, I won't come out there and dig him up." Chapter 27 Narayan seemed thoroughly puzzled by my continued interest. I do not believe he remembered me at all. But he now knew that I was female and had been the young man Sleepy that he had encountered only rarely, ages ago.
"You've had time to reflect. Have you decided to help us yet?"
He looked at me with pure venom, yet without obvious personal hatred. I was just a particular